This is the EWN Podcast Network.
Because you know it's all about that brand, about that brand, no trouble. It's all about that brand, about that brand, no trouble. It's all about that brand, no trouble. It's all about that brand, about that brand.
Welcome to the All About That Brand podcast with Grace Lanning. Grace is a certified personal branding strategist coaching business leaders on how to tell a compelling story about who they really are on and offline. Join me in welcoming Grace Lanning.
Happy Friday, everyone. It's Grace Lanning with the All About That Brand podcast. Today, I'm super excited to have Diane Halfman with us today. Hi, Diane.
Hi, Grace. Thanks for having me.
Oh, you bet. Now, Diane is the founder of Spa Life and the Diane Halfman Academy. She also has this fabulous, well, it's video cast, it's podcast, it's got multi-facets to it, and I had a chance to be on her program, and I'm super happy to have her here today. So there's a couple questions, Diane, that I ask my guests when we jump into our program, and because we're on the eWoman Network podcast network, I often ask, are you an eWoman Network member?
I am. I've been a member for over 5 years, and I'm also a platinum member. So we get to have Wonderful. A closer relationship with those ladies.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's actually exactly where Diane and I met and had a chance to connect at a platinum event, which is a very supportive way for women to collaborate in a small group of women versus thousands and thousands of women. So I'm super happy to be part of that community. So as we talk about personal branding today, I'm going to have you think back in time, Diane, and think about when did you first discover the concept of branding?
You know, when I was looking at business and looking at the overall plan, you know, there was that difference between, you know, a company versus personal branding. And, you know, to really step into having my branding be a reflection of me, because when I wanted to have clients, I wanted them to choose me and to have me be unique that way. And so to really have my branding reflect that allowed the people who were naturally attracted to work with me to find me easier.
Got it. And so you had a business before you started Diane Halfman, right?
I did. You know, it was always, you know, we're always here to do our life's work. And it had different iterations of that. I find that, you know, branding is never static. It's an evolution. So, you know, I mean, I was in law enforcement, you know, it was my first job and business career, and really utilize that work to step into helping people create the space that really supports them.
Wonderful. And you've got special talents, you know, organizational talents, if you will. And in our community here in Austin, there are people that brand themselves as the organizer, someone that come into your office and make things easier to coordinate, someone who can come into your house and help you declutter. But you have a totally different spin on the concept of organization, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, I would say yes, absolutely.
So tell me how that was generated. How did that really come to life?
Well, the thing that makes it unique for me is, you know, I was a San Diego police officer for 10 years, and I worked patrol as well as undercover in gangs, narcotics, and vice. And one of the things that is unique to my journey, to my experience, is that I have literally been in thousands of homes, and I have seen people at, you know, their worst, their best. And, you know, I have found that how people show up in the world, because we always want to show up in our best light, isn't always what reflects in their space. So I coined the term the clutter to drama ratio. And what that was able to show to me was that the more drama people had in their life, you know, police had to come, things weren't working, I noticed that they had clutter in their space. And so as I retired from that work, I started really stepping into helping people create the space that really reflects the life that they want to live and lead. And I look at this work as a sacred journey.
Well, and that's unique as well.
Yes.
So talk a little bit more about that. You know, when you land on your website, it doesn't feel like I'm going to an operational organizational site.
Yes. And that is part of the magic of branding, is when you come there, it's more about having an experience. You know, it's a welcoming feeling. You know, they get to greet me when we get there. We get to have a conversation around spa life. And the reason why I call my business that is that it's about a lifestyle. You know, it's not just about, people have had the experience where they just clear off a space, and more times than not, you know, those things show up again. If they've not really shifted their outlook and their lifestyle to reflect what they want to have. So spa life, when you really focus that on a lifestyle, it's about having accomplishment and harmony. So, you know, we know a lot of people that have accomplished really well, but they've done it at the expense of their happiness, their relationships, their health. And we want to have balance in all different areas of our life. And so that's why I look at it in terms of being, you know, most people have experienced walking into a spa. You know, you can just like, feels like you can just like let the world, you know, leave behind, that you can just, it's about the experience of how you feel. It's that, oh, I can finally relax. And we want to feel that every day in every aspect of our life, you know, whether it's in our office, in our home, with our relationships, in doing the work that we're here to do, it's about the experience and how we feel about it. And our environment is a reflection of that.
It sure is. You know, I let go a downtown office. I found I was almost never there. Before I moved into my home office as, you know, the main place that I would log in and check my email every day, I invested in a designer to come and help me make it beautiful, make it be a space that I could be creative and productive in. When she told me I had to, if you want to get anything done in here, if you want to bring business into your life, I highly recommend you eject 90% of the stuff that is in this room. It's a really dense in here. And, you know, to create new business and to be creative in your programs and your offerings, you know, I highly recommend we rethink this. And I got to tell you, it was magical, that experience. It was unpleasant at the time. I think I had, you know, two or three carloads of books that we took to Half Price Books. You know, just books I've accumulated, right. You know, thinking that having a library of all these wonderful books that I've read for my entire life would be something that I would establish for my children long term. But really, it was just this immense amount of stuff that really wasn't helping me in my business.
I so appreciate, you know, this wisdom that was shared with you, because, you know, one of the things I share with my clients is that creativity craves clarity. We cannot be creative in a dense space. That, you know, beauty matters. You know, what's around us matters. I mean, everything has an energy to us. And that's why I have like three distinguished steps that I have people go through. And that first part is that, you know, really deciding what is sacred in your space and to clear out. And it's important to clear out those things that don't represent who you are today. They maybe would have supported you 5, 10, 20 years ago, but if it doesn't really have an inspiration to you, it doesn't feel good in your space, then it's definitely time to go. And then that second space to get into is, what are you filling it up with? I mean, Grace, you and I had that conversation around nature abhors a vacuum. You don't want to just clear mm-hmm. things out and not be intentional about what you put in. So that intentional design about looking at the colors, what something has for a meaning for you, what emotion does it create? Is it joyful? I mean, what you put back in there has to be very intentional. And that becomes a reflection in your business and your life, because when you're intentional in your space, you're intentional in your relationships, you're intentional with your clients, you're intentional in purpose. And then that third space on this sacred journey that we're going on is really being clear about creating that relationship with source and yourself. And to then, when you clear these things out, when you fill it up with joy, then you can really listen to that inner wisdom and be able to really be intentional about your life and designing a life that is guided.
That's wonderful. I'm rolling tape back to the initial conversation you shared about being a law enforcement officer, and then I'm listening to you now, there's really a transformation that occurred there.
Yes, absolutely. You know, one of the things for me is, you know, a lot of people, they don't realize that for a police officer, we experience trauma every single day. I mean, you think about when you call 911, every call we go to is an emergency. There's something that's happening. It's trauma in other people's life, and it's something that we're experiencing and having to make very quick decisions. And you don't have the time to really process anything that is happening for you. So when one of the things that my last case that I had was a very, you know, notorious kidnapping murder case. And after all the trauma and things that were associated around this, and I knew the victim, which was unusual as well, that I went with the mother and a couple other women to a health resort where we actually got to decompress. And that's when I really started embracing, you know, personal growth and really looking at, you know, we have a duty to ourselves to clear the things that are no longer supporting us in our space, in our spirit, in our psyche. And I know that even though people maybe have not experienced the level of trauma that I experienced, it's still the same process. The things that I was able to do to clear this out of my life and field and relationships are things that, you know, we all have different degrees of traumas that we've had. And maybe we wouldn't call it that. Maybe we're calling it, you know, tension or anxiety or overwhelm, you know, the sense of busyness, which I feel is the new addiction. You know, there are so many ways that we can clear those things out so that we can actually be the clear, beautiful person that we're here to be. So this journey, you know, I look at clutter as just one aspect to really see what are all the things that we can clear out of our space, all the gunk and density and things that aren't supporting us, so that we can really step into, you know, our spa life, our, you know, the branding of who it is that we're here to be, you know, to really magnetize the person that we want to have. So one of my mentors, Rhonda Renee, had shared with me about, you know, you want to magnetize people to you versus market. It's a different energy of who we are creating, and branding allows us to do that.
Yeah, it sure does, particularly personal branding. I think if I were to look at it anew, most of what I see out there describing what is personal branding, it's a matter of sharing your value in such a way that you ignite the listener, you ignite your tribe. Mm-hmm. And, you know, our three-step process, we start by canvassing your talents, right? Lay them out almost like chess pieces on a board or ingredients to this wonderful dish that you're going to make. You know, lay out all those talents and then share those talents generously, authentically with your audience so they can get to know you. People buy from people. People engage with people. It just so happens that a service or that a product you have might be useful or be interesting to the person that you're connected to. And that's really the tail end of the process is having a dynamic exchange of, you know, in some cases it's money, some cases it's not. You know, occasionally I'll do a trade with another expert. You know, maybe I need branding assistance and they need personal branding guidance, right? Maybe their focus is more on social media from a branding perspective, but they're, you know, it's tough to do your own personal branding. You know, if you're in the picture, it's tough to appreciate the picture.
Absolutely. Yeah. And yeah, that's a very important point.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think you've done a brilliant job of making that transition. You know, I'm learning lots about you on our call today. And one of the questions that I ask our guests is, do you find the personal branding rewarding? But I'm going to add something to that, Diane. You really are entwined in your business and entwined in your brand. Sometimes as a subject matter expert, there isn't differentiation between the company and the personal brand. I mean, here as an entrepreneur, it's perfectly brilliant to have those 100% collaborative? Is there, so back to the question, do you find it rewarding to be promoting your business as woven around who you are and what you're up to in the world?
You know, absolutely. That's why I love that your focus in your business is on personal branding, because really, you know, you mentioned about we do business person to person, one-on-one. And when we allow ourselves to be vulnerable, to really let people get insights of our own journey and what that looks like, we become relatable. You know, people can have, you can walk into a room and how is it that you talk to one person versus another person? You know, there's something that attracts you to want to have a conversation with someone. And for me, I find it so rewarding to have, you know, a personal brand where they know they're getting me. You know, sometimes when there's messages and things that are out there that you can't necessarily tie together what they do with who they are or why you should choose them over someone else. But when you lead with a personal brand where you are stepping in as yourself, then you can show people your journey because you've walked it. And that is how they get attracted to you, to be able to have that. And that's where I really looked at with Spa Life. It's my own journey. You know, I had, you know, lots of accomplishment and things in my life, but it wasn't always in a harmonious way, you know? So for me to be able to look at that for myself, you know, I can then be the expert, someone who's been doing this for over 20 years, to be able to share with people who are feeling overwhelmed and, you know, they don't know how to go from that, you know, clutteredness on so many different levels of their life to one of intentional living. Because so many people live by default. The intentional is really where the juice is.
Yeah, that's beautiful. Thanks for sharing that. And you work with people in lots of different ways, right?
I do. Yes. I have an online academy, the Diane Halfman Academy, and that is one that, you know, allows people to go to my Clutter to Calm course or my Paper Clutter Solution. And those are for people that, you know, they're kind of self-motivated and, you know, they just need to have direction on the steps to be able to do that. And I have a five-step reset system. But one of the things that people love about that is I have a Zoom community clutter cleanup. And it sounds like a bit of a mouthful, which is kind of funny around the whole clutter aspect of it. But it allows people all at the same time to purge and not get stuck in those things so they can really step into that intentionality. And then I also have people that attend my retreats. I have women's retreats and couples retreats, because I really believe that stepping out of your everyday life into a completely different environment really allows you to look at what do you want to do to fill up your life and what intention and what kind of feeling. And there's some magic that happens in the retreat setting to have that happen. And then, you know, for my private clients, I only work with a handful of people in that a year, where we go through what I call the Spa Life Experience, where we look at all the different 9 elements that have impact on your life to really get them into alignment with what your version of your spa life is, so that you can get out of overwhelm and be on that sacred journey.
Well, you have shared with our listeners a lot of great information today, but you've also said, hey, I'd like to provide a guide, 9 secrets to step into your spa life. And tell our listeners how they find that.
Oh, absolutely. They can go to dianehalfman.com/guide. And that's Diane, D-I-A-N-E. Halfman, halfman.com/guide. And you can get your complimentary copy of the 9 secrets to step into your spa life. So you can really understand more how really this is looking at 9 different areas of our life to really support us to have that harmony that we're all, you know, secretly wanting.
Wonderful. Well, I so appreciate you spending a few minutes this morning with us.
Thank you. Thank you for having us. It's wonderful to connect with you and your community.
Oh, great. Thanks, Diane. And you have a great weekend.
Thank you. You too. Bye, Grace.
If you'd like to learn more about personal branding and download a free ebook to get your first or next personal brand underway, head to allaboutthatbrand.com to learn more. I'm Grace Lanny. You're listening to the All About That Brand podcast, and have a fantastic weekend.
Because you know it's all about that brand, about that brand, no trouble. It's all about that brand, no trouble. It's all about that brand, no trouble. It's all about that brand.
Have you ever asked yourself this question? Why is it so hard to make a buck? I know I have. Hi, I'm Sandra Yancey, founder and CEO of eWomen Network. What I have discovered after going from the brink of bankruptcy to running a multi-million dollar award-winning business is this. You can't build a million-dollar dream hanging around minimum wage mindsets. My mission is 1 million women entrepreneurs generating $1 million in annual revenue. So here's what I've done. I've created the mother of all entrepreneur success programs that you can access online on your time. It's called Monetize Me Now. It's a 7-module online course that is 100% my success formula, covering mindset, mission, management, motivation, marketing, and measure. Come on, take my hand and I'll show you the way to learn to earn flowing revenue for your business. Visit monetizemenow.com for details. This is the EWN Podcast Network.